You're listening to Change That Matters. I'm your host, Michael Lovely. This is a fresh podcast. You're listening to the primary or pilot episode. This episode is to simply give you a little bit of insight into the purpose of this podcast and to find out a little bit more about me, your host, Michael Lovely. So I'm going to start out with giving you just a little bit of background about myself and why I decided to create this podcast and what the mission of this podcast is. So this season, in the 2020 election cycle, I decided to run for state representative for Indiana House District 16. I was running against a 12-year incumbent, and this process really started when I attended the Red for Ed rally on November 19th in Indianapolis, along with 20,000 other fellow educators from across the state. As everyone descended upon the Capitol, the State House, we had several opportunities to rally and to meet and speak with legislators from across the state. My team from the high school that I teach at, going into my 10th year, finishing up my 9th year of teaching, so I guess nine and a half years now. They had the opportunity to speak with our legislators, our state representative and state senator, and both of them incumbents. It was made clear after the conversations that were had that neither of them really had any interest in pursuing any type of pay increases or supporting public schools with more funding, even though there's money in the budget to accomplish this. They didn't seem to put priority on any kind of additional funding for schools or for teachers. And that really helped cement my decision to run for elected office. And it was not so much a personal decision or a decision that I made for myself as it was a decision that I made because I see my fellow teachers, my colleagues, my friends who are teachers that are really struggling to survive and to make ends meet, whether they're having to work multiple jobs or they're purchasing class supplies right out of their own pocket and never getting any compensation for any of those purchases that they've made. I really decided that I was tired of seeing this happen. So that made me decide to run for state office. I knew from an early age that I wanted to be in politics. My background is in political science. And so I'm very interested in the functions of government and the processes and really wanting to try to help other people through the government process. And so I made the decision to run. I signed up and filled out all my paperwork and filed all of that in January, in between the 30 days that you have to declare candidacy. And so then I began running a campaign. However, unfortunately, we were struck with a pandemic. And so that really change the landscape of how politics is run, and campaigning was no longer really possible in the traditional way where you go door to door, knocking on doors, asking to talk to people about issues and things that they are concerned about the most. So a lot of it was contactless campaigning, whether it hanging putting door hangers on people's doors and going to having events that were outdoors where very few people would actually show up just because people were not willing to gather in large numbers, and nor were we able to gather in large numbers. So it really changed the landscape of how to run a campaign. And even though I feel like I worked really, really hard, it was really difficult to overcome the incumbent and the county in which we are from here in Jasper County, very heavily red, very Republican, very conservative, has been my entire life ever since I have lived here most of my life. So, and not just in this county, since it is a district, House District 16 includes Newton County, Jasper County, Pulaski County, parts of Fulton and Cass County, as well as parts of Stark County. It's a very large district, and I know that I probably put 20,000 miles on my car or more going to all over the district multiple times throughout the course of the year. And I was happy to do it because what I discovered as I was able to talk to folks is that people are really struggling and they have many issues and concerns that are not being addressed by our current legislative members or our current elected officials. And so with the creation of this podcast, I'm on a mission to discover how does a Democratic candidate, which I was very happy to run as a Democrat, I'm a proud Democrat. I'm not a party loyalist by any means, but I more identify with the ideals and principles of a Democrat, wanting to help other people, wanting to make life just a little bit easier for folks and help them help themselves. Not giving handouts, but giving a hand up to folks who just need a little help to get them to where they need to be. Most people don't want a handout. They want to have access to all the necessities for raising a family, for being able to work a great job, have health care, have access to basic utilities like broadband internet, cell phone coverage, cell phone access, which in many parts of the district here in DeHaus District 16, I was surprised to find out is really lacking. There are not wide access to broadband, high-speed internet, and there are areas of the district that still struggle to have basic cell phone coverage. And, we're in 2020, and I was really surprised to know that this is still something that many people struggle with in the district. So, as I said, I'm proud to run as a Democrat, but in the district here, unfortunately, it seems as though it's practically impossible for a Democrat to ever get elected. And I'm curious as to why that is. I think a lot of it, this particular election cycle, had to deal with the association that most people have with federal politics. And so hearing the name or word Democrat, most people were immediately turned off because they only know what they see on the news, on the national cable news channels. They only hear about people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They only hear about those people because they're in the mainstream media, and so they immediately associate any and all Democrats with those particular people. And it really was a hindrance for all Democrats across the state. Most Democrats were lucky to get 20 to 30% of the vote, while it was overwhelmingly across the entire state of Indiana, a majority for Republicans. And so we've really lost the balance of power, the checks and balances system. That balance of power really is not a balance at all. Our courts, our governor, the executive branch, the legislative branches are both very heavily Republican. And so we in the state of Indiana here are really struggling with any kind of progress. We have stagnated since about 2008, not seeing major progress. We are falling behind in almost every facet of everyday life, and with no real change in sight because we continue to elect hard conservative Republican legislators. And while I'm not opposed to that, I'm very curious as to why people continue to put their faith in a Republican, not even knowing who that person is. They will simply vote for them based on their political party. So as I said before, my mission here is to find out, is it possible for a Democrat to ever be elected? Is it something that we have to change the mentality of the voters? And how do we begin to change that mentality? How do we begin to change or educate voters that what they're hearing and seeing at the federal level is not what they are going to get at the local level, at the state level? We are all residents of this particular community. And while they may not agree with those federal candidates, that doesn't make the local candidates bad people. And you cannot associate them with those federal candidates, because I certainly don't agree with all Democratic the federal Democratic candidates are office holders. I certainly don't agree with all of what they say. However, I do believe in the basic principles of the Democratic Party, and that is to help the working person, the working family, and to make sure that they have access to affordable and easily accessible health care. We should make things a little bit easier for folks to not have to struggle. They should not have to be working multiple jobs. They should not have to have their children in daycare so that they can work those multiple jobs. The most important years of a child's life is when they can be at home with their parents, having a warm, meal, sitting around the dinner table. That is so important to the development of kids, that if their parents are off working multiple jobs just so they can make ends meet, they're not really creating a good, wholesome family unit, which we really need to be focusing on. And providing, as I said before, access to broadband, access to cell phone coverage. You should not have to drive down the road to make a cell phone call. You should not have to have DSL internet where you're not able to access the World Wide Web, where so much of the information and resources that we need are easily accessible if you only had internet that was able to keep up. So this podcast will go through as much as I possibly can with interviewing and talking to folks in the community within the district, both Jasper and Newton, Pulaski, Stark, Fulton, and Cass counties. I want to interview our current elected officials, and I want to know what they're planning on doing to make things better for the people here who are struggling. These folks have all voted to either keep the incumbents or they have voted to elect new Republican legislators. And I would like to find out just what they plan to do to keep their promise to these people that they will adequately represent them at the state legislature, at the state house, as well as in local government, from the office of the commissioner to city council, county council. How will these folks keep their promise? And another part of this podcast, I want to make sure that every listener is able to hold all of those elected officials accountable for the promise that they've made to represent them and make decisions what are best for them, for the majority. So it's going to be an interesting process, an interesting ride. I've got lined up some really fantastic guests who will help me, I hope, find the correct answers and the solutions and explore some of these questions. And I hope by the end of the podcast that we will actually have some answers to those really tough questions. So that is Change That Matters, where we have conversations that count and we look at change that truly matters. And it's change not for just the sake of change, but it's change to make life better for everyone, not just some, but for everyone. We're going to take a quick break and be back in just a moment. Thank you for tuning in to our pilot episode. Hopefully you will tune in to our next episodes as we explore these really tough questions and explore the new challenges that may arise from the newly elected legislative officials, our incumbent governor who has been reelected for a new term. We face many challenges. This is a budget year. The census will be coming out. This was 2020, so we'll have the new census details and we'll see some redistricting perhaps take place. So all of these questions that I hope that we can explore and find some answers to will help shape the nature of the state over the next 10 years. And hopefully we can, again, find some answers to these really tough questions. So again, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.